Well, credit to the players, the second half outstanding. We never started the game right, we started in the back foot and the fell the press on us. Lost a cheap goal. You know, let players come inside of a pop-eater goal, you know, we've done that. But credit to the players, you know, I mean, to come back in the second half the way they did, to try and get back in the game. It was excellent, you know, and unfortunately just couldn't get the goal that was I think a play deserved.
Do you think the game maybe showed why you looked for a couple of strikers this window?
I think maybe more because we'll now get players, and I mean, Dougie Hill's injured for the game, but we just had to patch him up. We've got injured, Kyle Hutton suspended, we've got Demetrius injured, so yeah, with the problem, we knew that stretch of games was going to be tough, and part-time teams, you know, we do 2 games a week, you know, but we had to go on with it, you know, but we've not got Andy Dowie injured as well now, and probably Dougie Hill probably missed some games because he had to play through injury, so yeah, we had our problems to seek, you know, but as we always do, we just got on with it, you know, and I say credit to one second half, so dug in really deep to try and get the equaliser, and it just wasn't to be.
Had a great chance just right at the end of the first half as well, Stephen.
Yeah, we did, you know, I thought the first half, for our standards, wasn't good enough. We never got going at all. I thought we were second best, we were second to every ball. And we said that half time, you know, but I say credit to them in the second half because they get about it. You know, it's more like them, what we're like here. You know, and I think they're playing the second half to save the goal. I don't think Scott Garr could have saved me in the second half. It was all one-way traffic, and we just couldn't find that goal.
A couple of loans coming to the end, Greg Morrison, Ali Roy, any word on them if they'll be extended? Or?
No, we'll do that, right. We'll look at that this week, but we're certainly short of players now. There's no doubt about that. We can even. Alistair Roy was injured today. Another one who's injured on the bench couldn't go in, pulled out the warm up. So only 3 subs today, so yeah, I've got a problem to see it in terms of bodies wise, but we'll work something out.
Would you be likely to pull back some of those on loan like Carl Pryor or anything like
no,
that?
No. Yeah, he's out to get the games, that's his plan for him, so no, he'll not come back, no.
St Mirren down next week, obviously. Volcup
today, so that's another big game. It's all big games. I mean, the division, it's all clubs are bigger than us, or bigger budgets and bigger squads, you know, and it's us and Brecon to compete in this level is difficult. So we'll look at next challenge. We'll look forward to it. I mean, St Mirren league leaders, potentially, I think we'll probably go and win the league, you know, the results today. But listen, today was another game, another difficult game we could probably deserve a draw from. We'll just sound down and go again next week.
Job's respectful. Just to pick up more results like they did today after they've only made a few signings this window.
Oh, you look at the players that's here, you know, I mean, they've got a squad that's maybe 25 deep, you know, and a lot of good players here. I think last week I watched them with Roy Alloy, Matt Kerr, and Lee Miller sitting in the stand, you know. So if you afford to put the guys in the stand, then obviously you can afford to. You've got good players on, so I'll always expect Falkirk to come back. You know, but it's still a long way to go, and I mean, we're only just turned a year, there's still 15, 16 games to go, so it's still a lot of football to be played yet. Cheers, thank you.